NFL Week 1 is in the books, and the Birds, with Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles under center, beat the Falcons 18-12. Carson Wentz continues to hold the clipboard as his return inches closer and closer. Week 2 is just 4 days away as the Eagles travel to Tampa Bay to face Fitzmagic and the Buccaneers. Can the Birds' defense stifle the Bucs' offensive weapons? Can Foles be good enough to notch another win as Philly fans anticipate the return of Wentz? It's time for the Ron Jaworski Show, live from Ramblewood Country Club. Now, here's your host, Ron Jaworski.
Good evening, everyone. Wow. What a jam-packed crowd here at the Ramblewood Country Club, the 7 Tap Tavern. Everyone's celebrating Eagles victory number one against the Atlanta Falcons. And tonight's show, we're going to call it the Vince Show. This is a Vince show here at Ramblewood. To my folks just outside that window is the Vince Lombardi Trophy. People are hanging out here at Ramblewood getting their picture taken. To my left is my former teammate, dear friend, and the man they made a movie after, Mr. Invincible, Vince Papale. Vince, great to have you.
Thank you very much. And across the street is the apartment I lived in when I was a rookie here. So we've got the trifecta.
It's now a historic site here in South Jersey.
Yeah, I bet.
And I just want to remind everyone that tonight's show is brought to you by Burns Honda. My good friend Jim McCormick over at Burns Honda will take good care of you. And the show is also brought to you by Xfinity. Stay connected during the biggest moments of every game with Xfinity Internet, delivering reliable, fast speeds, even during peak hours when everyone is online. Learn more at Xfinity.com. And we are brought to you by Harrah's. Hey, break up with your bookie. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild West are now taking bets at our new sports book. That's right. They're taking bets on, you can bet on the Eagles. Go to Harrah's. Harrah's Resort, Bally's Atlantic City Wild West. Oh, and have fun over there. Wager today at the book. Gambling problem, call 1-800-800-GAMBLER. And Vince, our good friend Nick Jaffray, always sponsors this show for years and years and years. And all our good friends over at Bradford White Water Heaters. Bradford White Water Heaters is built to be the best. And of course, one of my good friends, Mark Kramer, Brandon Dalton, the guys over at Miller Lite. Hey, we love their sponsorship. They got all these. And there comes Soul Man running in. He's got a Miller Lite in his hand, too. We're just having a good old time. A good old time talking about an Eagles victory, week one against the Atlanta Falcons. And by the way, you know, Vince, I mentioned the movie Invincible, but I would be remiss if I don't mention your new book. He's actually got a book.
Yeah, the man can actually write. Yeah.
People did ask you. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Well, you know what? You would remember where the book all came about, the origins of the book. We were playing the Redskins. They came in town right toward the end of the game. They were making the drive that you know because Mark Mosley was the kicker then, and he was going to kick the field goal that was going to win the game and whatever. And anyway, we had a punt. Mike Michelle was punting. We're back on the goal line. And he just lofted a good one. And I actually made that audible, that same audible you see in the movie, to check Zorro to get the free release from. And I knocked the ball loose. Who recovers it but Dennis Franks, Danny Franks.
Yep.
And we're on the sideline raising hell. They take a picture. They call it the last laugh 40 years ago. Now the picture's hanging in the Hall of Fame. And we wrote a book about it, you know, about what it takes to get to the next level. And we developed a victor's code and living by the code and how you go from A to Z when people tell you can't be done. I mean, I was thinking with you, you know, you started with the Rams at a point in your life because I wanted to ask you that. You know, how many times were you told that it couldn't be done or you didn't have what it took or you didn't have the right pedigree or the resume? You can't do it.
About 1,000 times. Yeah, you know, everyone else that gets to the NFL level and you make a career out of playing professional football along the way, there's always those doubting Thomases. And actually, I found throughout my career, Vince, that's what motivated me. Uh-huh. Every time when someone said, you can't do that, I found a way to get it done. And I know you felt the same way. You know, your history is documented in a movie. You know, you walk onto the Philadelphia Eagles. Hey folks, we all know the movie Invincible. There's some young people out here that may not have seen the movie or know the movie. The man walked on to a camp, not even playing professional football, playing sandlot football, track star at St. Joe's, makes the team. That just doesn't happen, Vince. It doesn't happen. What was your prime motivation?
Well, my prime motivation was those, like those other ones you were saying that said you couldn't be done, you know. But first of all, unless you get the opportunity, and of course, the man that we love the most, our coach, Coach Dick Vermeil, gave me that shot. You know, and he has a great saying. Basically, you know, if you get an opportunity, be prepared. So when I did that training camp, you know, that tryout they had in April, I had 3 months to get ready, and I just busted my hump. You hadn't come in yet because you were throwing those touchdowns out at the Coliseum in Ram country. You know, you weren't there, but, you know, I was working out every day. Roman Gabriel was throwing to me all the time, and also Johnny Walton, you know, Johnny Easy Walton was throwing to me all the time. And, you know, these guys just worked me out. I got Gus Hoffling working me out, and I got the shot of a lifetime. But, man, when somebody told me, Ronnie, that I couldn't do it, it just pissed me off. And, you know, and I just wanted to get
in the face. You think he's a South Philly guy. Yeah, there's old Vinny, man. That's the way it rolls.
Yeah, well, that's the way it rolls, you know. And you just got to do it. And then finally, you get the last laugh, and that's what the book's all about. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, there's I'm sure some of the stories in there will enlighten some folks. But I can talk about Vince stories for all night long. As a matter of fact, some of them we can't even tell on the air, but maybe at the bar tonight we'll talk about them. But I was a free agent back in 1977. Right. You know, I was being recruited after 4 years with the L.A. Rams. I could have gone to Chicago, San Diego, and Dick Vermeil, who was a coach from UCLA, coached the Rams in 1973, my rookie year. And so Coach wanted me here in Philadelphia, so he brings Liz and I out here, and he says, "Hey, you know, we got to get you, Ron. We got to get you." He said, "You know, I'm gonna have a couple of the guys take you out." I knew of Philadelphia. My memory of Philadelphia was in 1975. I played with the Rams, and you know, the people in this town might remember that as the dog game. You know, where they threw the bone out on the field.
Right.
I think we won the game like 49-3, and golf balls were raining from the 700 level.
And
the coach says, "We're gonna have Vince Papale and Denny Franks take you out on the town." Who else to show me Philadelphia than Vince Papale and Denny Franks? Now have their book, The Last Lap. And I guess Dick Vermeil did get the last lap, because the next day I signed my contract to come to Philadelphia. So you guys did a hell of a job recruiting.
Well, you know, I'll never forget the first time I saw you, because if you remember, you had come into the you were actually with Mr. Tosin with Dick, and you were watching and seeing the stadium from his box. And while he was watching the stadium, Denny Franks and I were surfing center field, because it was raining like the storms that we've had, and it was about 4 inches of rain in center field because the Phillies were playing. So we were surfing with plastic bags over our head. And as we came into the locker room, and you were there, and Coach just looked at us and says, "These are two special teams guy." And Ron, you know, you have that, "Oh yeah," you know. So you gave me the "Oh yeah." So I got called up. You don't know this, but I got called up in the Coach Vermeil's office, and I thought he was just going to ream me and rip me a new one. And he told me, he says, "Just take this guy out and show him what Philadelphia is all about." And that's how it all happened. It was pretty cool.
And you did, Vinny, and you did. All right, let's turn the page.
All right.
And, you know, there's not a better person I can think of to give perspective on last year's Eagles Super Bowl season than you, Vince Papale. Not only a member of the Eagles for a number of years, but a guy that was born and raised in the city, understands the trials and tribulations of the fans and what they went through for so many years, and finally raising that Vince Lombardi trophy, like the one out there to my right, where all security guys are hanging around right now. You know, what did it mean to you being a Philadelphia native?
It just meant so much, you know, being a Tommy McDonald fan when I was growing up, and my whole everything was about the Philadelphia Eagles when I was a kid. We used to have our dinners at home around the Eagles games, which was always at 1 o'clock, and we would get that black and white TV and roll it in there, you know, watch the game, and then I became a season ticket holder at Franklin Field of all places, and you just went through some of the absolutely most horrible seasons, like no hope whatsoever. You just, you know, you wish you get through the game, right? And then finally, you know, it comes here, and then of course Dick Vermeil's the coach, and then you see it starting to get some hope there, and then all of a sudden Andy comes in, you know, he gets us to a certain spot, we're not quite there, but then finally you get that shot, you know, and then you have, you know, Doug Peterson coming in, and you know the relationship that we have with the Petersons. I've known Doug since 99. All of a sudden, I'm feeling part of the team, Ryan, and I know you were part of it, too, because you were part of that selection process to bring him in.
Correct.
You know, so I'm there, and I'm just feeling like I'm part of the team, and at the end of the game, and just the nerves. I was so nervous, like I'm sure like everybody else was. And when that play was over, Gabby and Vinny were next to me, Janet was to my left. They were just jumping around, screaming and yelling. I just put my hands in my head in my hands and cried. You know, just cried. And I cried for Doug. I cried for all us Eagle fans that have been through all that pain. I cried for Philadelphia. But there are tears of joy.
Hey, how about your dad? I remember when we trained at Widener University.
Yeah,
your dad would
day.
Be out there every day.
Every
you know?
Practice. Yeah. From coming from Westinghouse with his blue Westinghouse uniform on. That, you know, Westinghouse down there on the river in Essington, right by the airport, you know. My dad there, you know. So for all those people that suffered through all those years, I shed those tears. You know, no pun intended or no rhyme intended. Yeah. But it was so exciting. And you know, now it's been a benefit to me. In terms of, you know, everybody wants to talk about the Eagles. But what I ask everybody now, Ron, when I go out and speak a lot, is when I see people, I said, where were you when you saw the game? What did you do afterwards? And Doug asked that same question to people. And when you hear some of the stories of families doing this and just going out and banging the pots and pans where the whole neighborhood's coming apart, it was almost like New Year's Eve. It was as cool as it got.
Hey, you're listening to the Ron Jaworski Show with my very special guest, the legendary Mr. Invincible, Vince Papale. Vince, great to have you on the show as usual. And you know, you never know how the dots are connected. You just said a moment ago, you know, got to know Doug and Janine, you and Janet, your wife in 1999. You know, I've known Doug since 1993. And, you know, Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman and Don Smolinski asked me to serve on the committee to hire the next Eagles coach 2 years ago. And you never know what's going to connect those dots. And the fact that I developed a relationship with Doug like you did as a family man is not taking away the X's and O's. I mean, there are a lot of guys in this league that can design plays. They're great X's and O's designers of those plays. But can they do the little things like lead a football team?
Mm-hmm.
Will they fit in this community? You know, can they be the fabric of this community? And when we finally made the vote on the head coach, the eight of us voted 8-0 for Doug Peterson. And there are a lot of quality coaches. I don't need to name the names. But, you know, the fact that I knew Doug the person, knew Doug the husband, knew Doug the father, went a long way. And that fact that he had been here in Philadelphia, he understood the fabric of the fan base here in Philadelphia. And trust me, you know, you sit with Adam Gase and some of these guys we interviewed, really don't know Philadelphia. Yeah, they're great coaches. They're X's and O's guys. But you have to understand Philadelphia to be successful. And, you know, I think the lessons that Doug may have learned from you helped him get that job because it understood the fan base here.
Well, we spent a lot of time together when he was a player and also as an assistant coach. You know, Janet being a realtor, he's been in and out of Philadelphia a few times. So, you know, we had that relationship.
Oh, so you were
well.
Making a commission off him. Janet's always working, isn't she?
Hey, but who was that guy? Remember that special day we had out there in Coatesville with who, Coach Dick Vermeil.
Coach Dick Vermeil.
And he just loves Doug to the max, and he gets nervous for Doug all the time. And he had invited us out there with our families, with his family, just to talk to Doug and not to talk football, but to just talk about what it's like to be a coach in Philadelphia and to just give him that little edge. And you know, and I liken him a lot to Dick because he's more than just a football guy. He's a Renaissance guy. You know, he likes hunting. You talked about his family. He does his faith. He does devotion every morning at 5:30, you know. But he likes his music. He likes having a good time. We've been to concerts together. And the guy's just an overall, just a really fun guy to be around. I never have talked football, but, man, I'll tell you, he made some great adjustments on Sunday in that game against the Falcons. And
Vinny, how about the Super Bowl? You know, how about the Vikings game? How about the Falcons game last year? So many in-game adjustments that were just remarkable. And you know, when you think of leadership, he has that leadership ability.
And
that really is the key.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and you've got to know the people you deal with. And the fact that you knew him, I knew him, we knew what he was about. We knew he was a family guy. You just mentioned all those things. But at the end of the day, you got to win football games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could be the nice guy in the world, and you're 1-15, you're out of here. And he was an excellent tactician. And I think, you know, we'll talk about Philly and Philly Special and the play last week where Nick catches once again. But you got to be a risk taker in today's game.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be a risk taker. And the game has changed. It's evolved from when we played to now, which is really not the same game. It's a totally different game. And you can go for it on fourth down. You can run gimmicks and gadgets. That's how you have to play today's game. And that was the one thing in the interview process that stood out with me with Doug, was he was going to be a risk taker. Mm-hmm. He wasn't going to pull out the book and say, fourth and one, punt. Fourth and one for your own 40, punt. Oh, no, Super Bowl, we're going for it. I mean, that's the approach he took. And obviously it paid huge dividends for him.
The gunslinger. But, you know, when you think about it, because you brought up that, you didn't say it, but brought up that word analytics, you know, because somebody's so much tied into it. Who was more analytical, though, back in 77 than Coach Romeo? He had that spreadsheet, and if he ran the ball for 100 yards, you had a 70% chance of winning, and if you scored, you know, and he was always part of that chart as well. And then finally, he became that other guy, you know, when he started taking those risks, and that's when we started winning some games.
Yeah, well, you have to have players, too, but just think of going back to the 70s, the 80s. Every team had, you'd walk in the locker room, there was a goal chart. And I know we got a lot of football players and football coaches and people are in this audience, and you have goals going into every game. And then at the end of the game, you'd check those boxes. Our number one goal offensively was rush the ball 40 times. I'm a quarterback. It's like the last thing out here. Our goal is to rush the football 40 times. I'd like to have 40 Jaws passes up there. But the analytics at that time showed if you run the football, and Dick had a guy named Bud Goody out in Los Angeles.
From UCLA.
From UCLA that ran all these statistical profiles of what it took to win. So the number one goal every week was run the ball 40 times. And it's amazing, believe it or not, when we ran the ball 40 times, we won. Yeah. So it ended up being an incredible statistic. All right, let me just ask you a little bit about last week's game before we move on to Tampa Bay. Because it was a very special day at Lincoln Financial Field. Yeah. And I was doing some shows this week, and people always ask me about Philadelphia and the crowds and being, you know, in this town now since 1977. And I don't remember a game, and I did Monday Night Football. I've been every city. I've been in every stadium. I have never been to a game where 1 hour before kickoff, there was a butt in every seat. Every seat in the stadium an hour before kickoff was full. Everyone wanted to see the pregame festivities, the banner go up, the Lombardi Trophy come out, and Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman, Don Smolinski, they did a great job of integrating the fans into that celebration. But that's what's special about this town. Now, I'm thinking, all right, all this hoopla is going on. Players are getting their rings. I love wearing my jewelry, by the way. You know, I love having that jewelry. I'm thinking, this team's going to be flat. It's going to be flat. And this is now coaching. This is coaching.
Yeah.
They came out ready to play football. Because a lot of times you have all this stuff going on and people's telling you how good you are. Hey, you're great, you're great. You got the Super Bowl championship. There's usually a letdown, you know, a hangover, whatever you want to call it. Eagles came out. Now, they weren't sharp, but they found a way to win. And that's always the bottom line.
Well, that's what champions do, you know. And I felt I was sitting up in the stands, and I felt very very good about that first half and the fact that the defense was what held them and that Doug would make the adjustments at halftime. Listen, half of those offensive players weren't even playing in the preseason, and you know that, you know. And you had to get those wheels greased a little bit and get their head and get their rhythm and their mojo going. But, man, he made those adjustments. But you were so right about people being in the stands, and I'll tell you why. Because I had an event, Ron, at the Liberty Towers before the game, and I didn't get out until 7:30.
Yeah, I was out there making money, Vince. You're always finding a way.
Well,
right?
I got to pay for the kids.
Yeah.
So,
hey.
But anyway,
well, you're selling books. You got movies. You got your wife's making great commissions on real estate. Life is good for Papali, man.
Well, we flew down Broad Street anyway. We got there and right into the stadium like I've never gotten in there before. And then the rain came. Right. I mean, what could be worse than that? When's the last time you were in a rain delay for a football game? Have you ever been?
No, I don't think I've ever been as a player in a rain delay.
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
Yeah, it was crazy. Lightning, get on out of there, you know.
Hey, look, he made adjustments at halftime, and I think what he saw, our offensive line was so much more powerful and better than their defensive line, and he just started taking it to them. And there you go, you know. But it was a pretty good game all the way down to the end. Yeah, my God, but some special.
It was a replay of the playoffs a year ago.
But some boneheads, you know, unforced errors. I'm sure he was pulling his hair out on them. and a bonehead special teams play. You know, the poor guy's gone. You know, when he gets near the ball.
Yeah, Sullivan is gone. Yeah. I mean, you got to think. When you hear that fire, yeah, you just run to the sideline, get away, and get line, off your block.
Yeah, the sideline screaming, the whole thing. Get away, get away. And I'm yelling, no, but I'm like 300 yards away. No, get away from the ball. Touches it.
You know, in next segment, I'm going to drill down a little bit on Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I got Leo Haggerty. He's going to join me from It's Sports Magazine down there in Tampa, and he's an expert on the Bucs. We'll talk about that. But as you look at this game, we saw Ryan Fitzpatrick last week. Probably was the player of the week this week in the NFL. He was absolutely on fire against the Saints, but the Saints' defense is not what it's cranked up to be. And we know that the best defense just might reside here in the city of brotherly love in Philadelphia. So I think it's the game where it's going to be that D-line once again down in the trenches putting pressure on. What did we call him? Fitzmagic? Is Fitzmagic in our end? I didn't write that script, folks. I know he's a hell of a quarterback, been around 14 years, won one game. I wouldn't quite give him Fitzmagic.
Well, you know, one thing you know about him being around for 14 years, there's not too much he hasn't seen. So it'll be interesting to see what Jim Schwartz dials up, you know, to put a little pressure on him. But we have such a great up front, and I think that front seven is as good as anybody out there, and they have so much depth. They can just keep rotating guys in, keep them fresh. So it'll be fun. It's good to see Nigel coming back and, you know, a good set of healthy linebackers. So it's going to be a fun game to watch. What do you think of the secondary, buddy? What do you think?
I think the secondary might be the best secondary in football.
Yeah, really?
I think Ronald Darby, when I was out of training camp, watch him, incredible confidence. Now, Jalen Mills will be the guy that will be targeted this week. There's no doubt. You got Mike Evans, 6'5", 231. DeSean Jackson, although he's in concussion protocol, can flat out fly. We know that. Goodwin, the speedy wide receiver from Penn State. They've got some offensive weapons. Their number one pick, O.J. Howard. There is a talented group there. But this will be the key to pass defense is pass rush pressure. Mm-hmm. And that when the quarterback's got to get rid of the football, that's what makes a secondary look good. But I think the secondary, like the defensive line, are just as good as any in the National Football League. And Vinny, before we go to break, I got to ask about your son now, because we got a lot of young people here at the Ramblewood Country Club. You know, they probably might remember when you lived across the street here in the now historic house across the parking lot here at Ramblewood. And, you know, you got a son, Vinny, now. And, tell us what he's up to right now, because it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, he's playing a little football. But first of all, I want to thank you and Liz and everybody here at Ron Jaworski Management everywhere around, because our daughter Gabriella was an intern for you.
With the Philadelphia Soul, right, and Ron Jaworski Management.
And So now she's working with the 76ers, and I'm very proud of her. And our son Vinny is the senior wide receiver at the University of Delaware, number 13-year program, and number one in your heart. And he lit it up. This week, they're finally starting to throw that ball. They've got a sweet lefty out there, Pat Keough, throwing the ball. And he had quite a game and his first collegiate touchdown this past week.
Oh, all right.
He made a couple catches that were kind of catches you would make on a Sunday. So pretty good stuff. You know, I'm real excited about him. They've got a big match with Cornell coming up this week. And then next week we're going out to Carson Land. We're going out to Fargo, North Dakota.
You'll see the statue of Carson out there.
Yeah, so it'll be pretty cool.
You know, it's amazing how I just mentioned your kids and how you just started to glow, man. Yeah. That's great. That's one good thing about Vinny. Loves the family.
It's all about family, baby.
All right. You've heard me talk about the great experience I've had for years with the Burns organization. Well, they've now identified a pretty cool phenomenon at their locations, and it's called Burns Honda Original. What is a Burns Honda Original? It's when a family or friend purchases a brand new Honda from Burns, maintains it regularly at the Burns dealership for the next 2-3 years, and then trades it back to Burns when they're ready for a new Honda. The Honda they trade in is now a Burns Honda Original, a factory-created, used car, certified, one car, one dealer, one story. Can a non-franchise used car dealer share the same story? Mm-mm. Can they say they sold it new and know the customer and the car? Burns Honda is your used car destination. South Jersey, go visit my friends Jim McCormick, Peter Lanzavecchia, to find your Burns Honda Original. Visit BurnsHonda.com today. Oh, and by the way, tell them Jaws and Vince Papale sent you. We'll be back with more of the Ron Jaworski Show live from the Ramblewood Country Club in beautiful South Jersey.
Thank you, buddy.
This is the Ron Jaworski Show, live on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's week two of the football season, which means a second shot at victory. Bragging rights and huge cash prizes are all up for grabs all season at DraftKings, the leader in one-week fantasy sports. I'm Anthony Gargano. This weekend, DraftKings has over $2 million in total prizes, and you can play free with your first deposit. With one-week fantasy at DraftKings, you choose when to play. Draft a new team every week with no season-long commitment. Just choose your player, stay under the cap, and watch the points pile up. No matter what your skill level, there's a contest waiting for you at DraftKings. Nothing makes Football Sunday more exciting than when you have a DraftKings lineup on the line. Download the app or go to DraftKings.com now. Use code FANATIC to enter a contest for free this weekend with your first deposit and compete for your share of over $2 million in total prizes. That's code FANATIC only at DraftKings. The game inside the game. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Well, summer's ending and the fun is over. Well, is addiction to drugs or alcohol preventing you from being the best family member you can be this year? Your family needs you and they deserve the best version of you. Did you know that you can receive world-class addiction treatment and still stay close to your family? Recovery Centers of America is a provider of the highest quality addiction treatment services available in the Philadelphia and New Jersey areas. Their phone number, write it down, 1-800-RECOVERY. Recovery Centers of America offers inpatient and outpatient addiction treatment close to home. Now, they believe that family involvement in addiction treatment is critical to each patient's success. They offer intensive family therapy to help you and your family rally around a solution to your addiction. And they'll take your call and admit you safely into treatment 24 hours a day. Just call Recovery Centers of America today, the number 1-800-RECOVERY, or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio.
Sebastian Maniscalco.
A lot of people like Uber.
You've seen him on Netflix and Showtime.
God knows what's going to pull up tonight to pick you up. Some guy in a Ford Festiva.
Sebastian Maniscalco in the Stay Hungry Tour.
Groceries in the back. Baby seat next to you. With a baby.
Sebastian Maniscalco this Thursday night, Wells Fargo Center. Tickets are on sale now at WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in Tampa this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Light on us.
Rematch. Canelo, Triple G, on Saturday, September 15th, it's champion versus champion, the sensational Canelo Alvarez versus the undefeated Triple G.
The best of the best,
and you not like the rest, now you're better than the rest, it's the fight of your life, who gon' be the winner, they can only be one, rematch.
Canelo versus Triple G 2, Saturday, September 15th, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, live on pay-per-view.
Live on pay-per-view from Xfinity, order with your remote or online now at Xfinity.com/boxing.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm here for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. Get a great rate on internet, TV, and more. For 2 years, my jaw's out on the floor. Plus even more speed, that's raising the bar. Better yet, you get a free year of DVR. Yeah. And Xfinity Mobile is the way to go. A new wireless network that saves you dough. Ask about the $300 you get when you include mobile with your internet.
What?
It's the best deal. It doesn't happen often. Don't miss it. It's simple, easy, awesome. Another one.
Now through September 16th, get internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement and DVR service free for a year. Plus, ask how to get $300 back when you add Xfinity Mobile and purchase a new phone. Don't miss our best deal of the year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement, term and DVR promo, regular rates apply.
Don't miss the Fall RV Show and Sale at the Gloucester Premium Outlets Friday through Sunday, September 14th through the 16th. Huge discounts on travel trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. Top trade values and special finance rates. Gloucester Premium Outlets, exit 7B, Route 42, Blackwood, New Jersey.
Sports talk for Warminster and all of Bucks County.
97.5.
The Fanatic. Now back to the Ron Jaworski Show on 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Big crowd on hand here as Vince Papale over there signing autographs for all these Eagle fans that are in attendance. And certainly want to thank Mr. Invincible himself, Vince Papale, for joining us here. The Last Laugh, his new book. I mean, Vince is doing everything. Hey, Vince, you said you're going to meet someone tonight? Someone very important. His name is Bradley Cooper. Yeah, so Vince has thanks for blowing me off, Vince. That's all right. You tell Bradley I said, hey, Vince Papale, Bradley Cooper going to be hanging out tonight. And as usual, the Ron Jaworski Show is brought to you by Burns Honda. Visit them today at burnshonda.com, and Jim McCormick and all the guys will take really good care of you. We are brought to you by Xfinity. Stay connected during the biggest moments of every game with the Xfinity Internet, delivering reliably fast speeds even during peak hours when everyone seems to be online. Learn more at Xfinity.com. And we are brought to you by Harrah's. Break up with your bookie. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at their new sports book. Harrah's Resort, Bally's Atlantic City, Wild Wild West, they do it right. Wager today at the book. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And thanks to Nick Jaffray and all the fine folks out at Bradford White Water Heaters, built to be the best. And, of course, a special thanks to my friends at Miller Lite, Mark Kramer, Brandon Dalton. They keep my beer on ice. While we're hard at work here at the Ron Jaworski Show. And if you want to join us here on the show, you can dial us at 610-632-0975. If you have some questions about the Eagles' upcoming game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 610-632-0975. In a few minutes, I will have a little expert advice about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers football team from a good friend of mine down in the Tampa Bay area, Leo Haggerty. He is the editor of It Sports Magazine and a Night Sports Production, and he is an expert on the Bucs. He goes out to practice every day, hangs out the players, knows the coaches, and you're going to get some good insight when Leo joins us just in a few moments. And, you know, last week, off to a good start, I had the Eagles winning in a very tight contest, and they pulled it out. Yeah, thank you very much. I always like to make these picks now. Everybody's into picks. And of the 16 games last weekend, I went 9-6-1. So those of you that may go over to Bally's, just be alert. And remember, Jaws picked the winner last week in 9-6-1. So my pick this week, as Philadelphia Soul Man goes by, and he's going to give me a high five, because I am going to take the Eagles 28-21. How's that? And I believe the spread is 3, so you do whatever you want with that. Hey, Soul Man, give me 5 on that one, because I'm on a roll. I'm on a roll. You know, you got to stay hot. You got to stay hot. Last week, yeah, there we go, Soul Man. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, next week, the Ron Jaworski Show will be coming to you live from 7 Tap Tavern at the Downingtown Country Club with my very special guest, Eagles head coach, former Eagles head coach, and Super Bowl winning coach of the St. Louis Rams, Dick Vermeil. Always a very special guest to have Coach Vermeil on the show, and we'll be out there at the Downingtown Country Club. And you know that Vince Lombardi trophy is going to follow me around, so the folks out in the Downingtown area, stop by the Downingtown Country Club. Dick Vermeil, my very special guest, and the Vince Lombardi trophy. Have your picture taken with the trophy. Have some fun. And hey, I think we're going to have a bunch of those trophies through the years. That's just my feeling. I think we've got an open window of 4 to 5 years with this team that we have right now, and maybe for a decade once Carson Wentz gets healthy. Good question, right? Now you think Carson Wentz getting healthy. People are nodding their heads saying when he gets healthy. And the question I've heard all week long is I've done some national shows, and everyone wants to know, because we hear it every day here in Philadelphia, when's Carson coming back? When's Carson going to play? Okay, put your foot on the brake, everybody. We're okay. We know he's our guy. We know he's our quarterback for the next decade. But let's make sure he gets healthy, he gets cleared, and then when he goes on that field, we know he is 100% healthy. So that's the goal, and I believe this will ultimately be a medical decision. You know, everyone wants him to play. Carson wants to play. The coaches want him to play. But the bottom line is the medical staff must be 100%, and I'm just giving you my opinion, not 99, not 97, not even 90. I want that medical staff to say he's 100% healthy. He had his knee shredded. He's a tough competitor. He went through an awesome workout. The medical staff is first rate with the Philadelphia Eagles. The training staff is as good as it gets around the National Football League. He's had the best care you could get anywhere. But let's get real here. This is the guy that's going to be our quarterback for 10 years, and maybe 12, maybe more. Who really knows? And oh, by the way, we have this guy named Nick Foles. I think he's done a pretty good job of filling in when he's been called on. Hey, let's not forget what Nick Foles has done. Now, I know you're going to say, well, the offense didn't look very good week one. I got a simple answer for that. It takes time. Nick is a timing and rhythm quarterback. He's not a guy that can just walk on the field and just start ripping throws. He needs practice reps. He needs game reps. He needs to work. As the game wore on, I began to feel very comfortable against the Atlanta Falcons that Nick was finding his rhythm. I also felt the offensive line began to find their rhythm. Jason Peters did not have a great game, but he's been out a year. Give him a little time. He'll work his way back into shape. And I love the fact that Jay Ajayi got it going. I think he's going to be the bell cow as the Eagles season wears on. Darren Sproles, get the satellite in there. Well, he's a rock solid player. I get it. We understand that. But the guy that's going to be the bell cow is going to be Jay Ajayi. And when this offensive line starts coming off the ball and road grading some people, I think that's when you'll see this offense really click. Now, one concern I do have, and I'm not always going to just be the high five and everything's great in Philadelphia. We have got to find a way to stretch the field. It was not an impressive performance from the wide receivers. I know Nelson caught 8 balls, but less than 40 yards. And I just started thinking back to last year. All of a sudden, Alshon Jeffrey shows up. Torrey Smith, who's no longer with the team, showed up. The field was stretched. That opens up the voids in the middle of the field. And Zach Ertz was just having a tremendous season. Brent Selig a year ago. So we need to get the speed back. And hopefully Alshon Jeffrey, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever. But at least he'll be back. And he can take that vertical game to another level and open up those voids. And I remember an old friend of mine who's in the Hall of Fame by the name of Sid Gilman. And he always talked about the tight end. And I think we've got one of the best in the business, Zach Ertz, although he had a bummer of a game last week, not one of his best performances. He never drops the football, and he dropped 3 last week. If you control, that's what Sid Gilman would say to me, a Hall of Fame coach, Jaws, if you control the middle of the field, it opens up the entire field for everyone else. And he's so right. When your tight end is rocking and rolling and controlling the middle of the field, everything opens up on the perimeter. So I think it's only a matter of time before Zach gets it going, Nick gets his rhythm, and we put a lot of points. I got 28 up there against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Hey, I'm going to be down in Tampa this weekend, probably about 110 degrees down there. But looking forward to the trip down. I've got the Eagles 28-20. We'll be back with more of the Ron Jaworski Show from Seven Tap Tavern at the Ramblewood Country Club right after this.
This is the Ron Jaworski Show, live on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Attention landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a one-year tenant warranty, move-in and move-out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group, your premier management company.
Hi, it's Jason Martinez here for Window Nation. It's back to school time. And to help you get educated about Window Nation, they're offering instruction on supply and demand. Beat the fall rush. Window Nation has extra capacity now, so lock in the lowest pricing before the demand goes up. With Window Nation's back to school sale, you get one free window for every one you buy. Wood or vinyl styles, buy four, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free, with no limit. Get an A-plus in savings and receive 0% interest until 2020. That's like a free ride until 2020. Use it towards your kids' books, clothes, backpacks, shoes, or even treat yourself. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Get one free window for every one you buy. Buy four, get four free. There's no limit. Plus 0% interest until 2020. This is like free money. Do a little homework today. Get your windows installed before the cold arrives and save big during Window Nation's back-to-school sale. Call today at 866-90-NATION. Or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION or windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Gathering with your family for the game? Don't forget the Dietz and Watson family. Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses are made using recipes perfected over four generations. At home or in the lot, go with Dietz and Watson Philadelphia Eagles beef style Franks or try original chicken sausages. Ready to throw on the grill? Tailgating at an Eagles home game? Post a photo on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag it Tailgate Family. The Dietz and Watson tailgate team just might stop by to give you free meat, cheese, and great gear. Go Birds! Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing.
Relax in comfort with seats that beat the stadium. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at our new sports books. Available bets include pro and college football and basketball, baseball, hockey, tennis, soccer, and more. Place your wager on your favorites today and score your own winning record at the book. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at our new sports books. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, guys, you all know how big of a deal it is to look good. Get ready. Something big is coming to JCPenney. I'm launching Shaquille O'Neal XLG exclusively for big and tall, only at JCPenney.
Come to the wardrobe sale and get 50% off select men's suits, separates, sport coats, and dress pants in-store and at JCP.com. Plus, save an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon or extra 15% off with any other method of payment.
JCPenney, style and value for all.
Pricing and coupon valid 9/13 and 9/23. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See store at JCP.com for coupon and details.
Posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Can you honestly say you love what you do? When you get up every morning, do you look forward to going to work? I've been there, but a few years back, I decided to take a chance and pursue my dream. I found my path at Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Cherry Hill. You don't just sit in a classroom. You get hands-on experience working on state-of-the-art equipment in not only radio, but television, production, digital media, and more. The team at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting can even help you get a job or an internship in your field. Plus, you can graduate in a matter of months, not years. Don't drown yourself in student debt for a job that makes you miserable. Uncover your passion at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Conveniently located in Cherry Hill, they have day and evening classes starting in November. But don't take my word for it. See for yourself. Log on to GoCSB.com and schedule a studio tour. GoCSB.com, Connecticut School of Broadcasting, reinventing training in broadcast media.
Don't miss the Fall RV Show and Sale at the Gloucester Premium Outlets Friday through Sunday, September 14th through the 16th. Huge discounts on travel trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. Top trade values and special finance rates. Gloucester Premium Outlets, exit 7B, Route 42, Blackwood, New Jersey.
Join the Fanatic at Arden Credit Union at 1500 Spring Garden Street this Saturday from 10:30 to 12:30 for a chance to win station prizes, game tickets, and a chance to meet Philly basketball player T.J. McConnell. That's this Saturday at Arden Credit Union on Spring Garden. Go to the events page at 975thefanatic.com for more details. Now back to the Ron Jaworski Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Big crowd on hand. Jason Jones getting the crowd fired up here. That's the way how we roll here at the Ramble with Country Club. And just having a good time talking football. Hey, this guy loves to talk football. And he's over here on my left. He's the Penn University Quakers head coach, Ray Piori. Ray, welcome. Good to have you with us tonight. Stopping in the neighborhood. Third season as head coach. The guy's been at Penn since 1987, man. That's a guy committed to university. So, Ray, good luck, man. Keep up that good work at that Penn program. Always good to have you here. Now I'm going to be joined by a very special friend. He's down there in Tampa, and he's going to give us a scoop on these Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's my dear friend Leo Haggard. He's the editor of It's Sports Magazine and Night Sports Productions, and he's an expert on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So, Leo, welcome to the Ron Jaworski Show. How are you tonight?
I'm fine, Coach Ron. And by the way, ask the Penn coach, his boy down here at Tampa's doing pretty well, the wide receiver, Justin Watson.
Yeah, Justin Watson was the fifth-round pick of the draft last year by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. How's he doing?
He made the squad. He's playing a lot on special teams. But, you know, the wide receiver position is so deep here in Tampa. I mean, it's like a basketball team out there with Evans and you got O.J. Howard. You've got a bunch of big guys. Got a Penn Stater out there. And it's a big, big, big. And all of a sudden you add DeSean Jackson for the speed factor. And I'll tell you what, Ron, the Bucs are for real on offense.
Yeah, you're out of your mind. What are you talking about? The Bucs are for real. You won one game.
Yeah.
How is that for real? I'm going to give you a hard time, Leo. You won the game.
Oh, I know you are.
Leo, we opened my show tonight, and we called him Ryan Fitzmagic. Are you kidding me?
I tell you what, you give a guy time, and Ron, I've preached this from day one. If you give an NFL quarterback time to throw it where he wants to, when he wants to, he's going to look good. And the Bucs offensive line did a great job of protecting Fitzpatrick. You know, you got a Harvard grad here. He's a cerebral quarterback. And, you know, he finds Cameron Brate. He finds O.J. Howard. He finds DeSean Jackson. He finds Mike Evans. And, again, he spread the field. It's not like Jameis Watson or, you know, wait, Jameis Winston, where you're looking for Mike Evans all the time. He's finding the guy.
Yeah, Leo, I was just having a little fun with you. There is no doubt that Fitzpatrick had a phenomenal game last week. I went through that tape. You know, he had pinpoint accuracy. Mike Evans at 6'5", 230 pounds. You know, you mentioned O.J. Howard, a number one draft choice. You got the kid Goodwin out of Penn State who can fly. But let's get real here, man. In Philadelphia, there's a guy that we're still not happy that he's not on this roster, and his name is DeSean Jackson. And how about these numbers? Since he has left the Eagles, when he's played against the Eagles, and it's been five games, he's averaged 22 yards per reception. Now, he suffered a concussion. He's in the concussion protocol. Maybe you can give us the latest on DeSean Jackson down there.
You know, Ron, he's going to be game-time decision. He took one hell of a hit there, and he's in concussion protocol, and it's a 50-50 shot whether he's going to play or not.
That's a big loss because there is no doubt, you know, I looked at that tape, and you saw what the Saints did. They rolled the coverage to him, and every time they rolled the coverage to him, they got single on Mike Evans, and he was just killing people. I'm going to look at one of the key matchups. It's going to be Jalen Mills against Mike Evans. Mike Evans is an excellent receiver with double moves. And here in Philly, we've seen historically, as well as Jalen has played, when he's had breakdowns, it's been on those double moves. So maybe when you're out there watching Bucs practice, you can see if they're working on those moves, Leo.
Well, I'll tell you, the one who's working on the double moves is Chris Godwin. He runs a great post corner. He runs a great out and up. And you're right. When you look at Mills, he bites on that first move. And if the Buccaneers can give Fitzpatrick time to throw it, that could be a problem for the Eagles.
You're listening to the Ron Jaworski Show with my very special guest down in Tampa, a dear friend of mine, Leo Haggerty. And Leo, the Buccaneers kind of went to the Eagles and stole a couple of our players. And by that, I mean Vinny Curry has left the Eagles. Bo Allen has left the Eagles. They're both starting down there in Tampa Bay on the defensive line. Do you think they have any advantage with their knowledge of the Eagles' offense?
You know, Ron, it's interesting you could ask me that because I asked Dirk Cutter that today. How important was it to have Allen and Curry in? Does it help? He said, oh, yeah, it helps. Now, you know, you got to look at film, but they can give us some intimate looks at what these guys can do. So, yeah, it's a big advantage. I'll tell you what, Ron, the two big advantages that the Bucs have, they have is with Curry and with Allen, knowing the Eagles personnel a little better. And I'll tell you what, the weather, it's going to be hot, it's going to be humid, it's going to be Buccaneer weather in September in Florida.
Oh, Leo, you're drinking the Kool-Aid down there, man. It was 98 here last Thursday. Atlanta came in. We kicked their butt. The weather's not going to have anything to do with this. We're feeling tough.
Welcome. I'll tell you what, Rod, I just hope we don't have the 3:30 showers because every day it's been rain. In fact, it's raining now. I'm sitting here teaching my coaching of theory of coaching football class at the University of Tampa. And I'll tell you what, it rains every day down here now.
Well, we don't need a seven-hour game like the Miami Dolphins and the Tennessee Titans played on Sunday. So hopefully those storms will clear out. And I guess we got a bigger problem with the hurricane coming into the North Carolina area. So we wish everyone the very best with that. Hey, Leo, another quick question. I'm really happy to have you on the show because you have intimate advice and ability to break down this Buccaneer team. What's the situation with Vita Vey, the number one pick for the Buccaneers, who I thought was an absolutely phenomenal football player when I studied him for the draft?
Yeah, and you know what, Ron? I thought the Bucs made a great pick there. He just has a calf problem, and it's taking a little while longer to get things ready. Once he gets there, again, you're talking about a guy who is so athletic and so devastating. The happiest guy down here was Gerald McCoy because now you put Vita Vea in there, you can't double McCoy. And I'll tell you, the secret weapon this week, Ron, is going to be Jason Pierre-Paul. There's talk that he may not be ready to go, but I'll tell you what, being with the Giants and knowing that rivalry with the Eagles, I think Pierre-Paul is going to find a way to suit up Sunday.
Well, Jason Pierre-Paul, you know, in his heyday, was just a freak of an athlete. I mean, the guy was absolutely phenomenal. You know, we all know the story when he lost some fingers in a fireworks explosion. He's never been the same player since that accident, and that's too bad because he's I got to know him fairly well. He's a quality person, and, you know, when he puts his hand on the ground, he could get after the quarterback as well as anyone. So that would be bad news for Nick Foles if Jason Pierre-Paul is healthy. So has he been practicing, Leo, this week?
Not yet, but they're expecting him to play. I'll tell you what, Ron, the big news down here is the Bucs lost Vernon Hargraves, had to put him on IR. So you're looking at their two starting quarterbacks. Grimes is still with the hamstring. He may not be able to go. Hargraves definitely can't go. And Drew Brees just picked on the rookie out there, Justin Evans, and that's the problem that the Bucs are going to have right now is they got, Carlton Davis and they got Justin Evans. You can't play with rookies in the secondary in this league.
Yeah, and Drew Brees had a plethora of his wide receivers available. You know, right now the Eagles' wide receiver area has been a struggle without Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith gone, and, you know, Mac Hollins' injury. So there's been some areas that have certainly hurt the Eagles, and it might be an area where they can take advantage of that. But you know, you mentioned that Bucs secondary with all those guys out. That might be the area, but I think the Eagles going to this game, they're going to run the football. That would be my guess. And by the way, Gerald McCoy, you know, when that guy came out, it was one of the most dominant players I have seen. Why hasn't he performed up to his headlines, Leo?
You know, Ron, everybody down here says, you know, what's with McCoy? he is so happy now that he's being singled up. Up until this year, Gerald McCoy, you can count the plays on one hand when he was singled up. He was being doubled and tripled simply because the Bucs had no threat of a pass rush. Now with Curry, now with Bo Allen, with JPP, they've got a threat. Vita Vea comes in there. Now he's going to take up two people. So, you know, Gerald McCoy, we're going to find out this year just how good he really is. And I think people are going to be surprised. Don't be shocked if you don't see Gerald McCoy with double-digit sacks by the end of the year.
All right, Leo Haggerty, my very special guest on the Ron Jaworski Show. And I know, Leo, you've got your Tampa Bay Buccaneer pom-poms out. So who do you like in this game?
You know what, Ron? Two weeks ago, I'd have said the Eagles are going to have a pretty easy time down here. But without Jeffries, and if Fitzpatrick comes back and plays anywhere near the way he did, I think it's a close game. I think the Buccaneers get it with a field goal at the end, 24-21.
Well, just by the responses, crowd, Leo, you're not welcome back to South Jersey. So just keep your plane ticket. All right, Leo Haggerty, the editor of It Sports Magazine and Night Sports Productions. Leo, thank you so much for your insight on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Man, that hour flies by really quick. Want to thank all the great people here at the Ramblewood Country Club for coming out tonight. It's a real pleasure to see so many neighbors out here having a good old time. And next week, we'll be at the Downingtown Country Club 7 Tap Tavern with my very special guest, Dick Vermeil. That'll do it. Good night, everyone. Talk to you next week.